room in the locker room is always a plus for us. And, you know, he can help out Selvin and the younger running backs that's beneath him. And, you know, we can just move forward. I mean, everybody has a down year. And, you know, we see that, you know, we're not doing too hot right now. But, you know, we still got 4 games left and we can build on this and go into next year, you know, with intentions on just doing well, doing better.
From knowing him and talking to him, did you feel pretty good that he was going to be exonerated?
You never know what's going to happen. You know, no one ever beat the NFL before, you know, by appealing anything. And, you know, he's the first. So, you know, it's a blessing. You know, I talked to him today and he said, you know, it's from a higher being, you know. And, you know, a person like that with that type of personality and his character, you know, we all make mistakes. But, you know, it's good for him. You know, he can move on and he can start, you know, being a positive role model in the community. And, you know, it's just a weight lifted off his shoulder.
Was it a distraction at all, or is it just something?
No, not at all. The only thing, you know, probably would hurt us if, you know, next year, you know. But, you know, now he's here with us, and he's going to be here with us, and all we can do is keep him healthy and get him to that 1,500 mark that we want him to be at.
What's the attitude of the team going into this game? I mean, you come home after 2 road losses, certainly not the way you wanted to be coming home.
Oh, not at all. I mean, we're definitely disappointed, but you know, sometimes you know, you just gotta take one in the face and just move on. You know, it could be one of those games, it could be one of those years, but you never give up. You know, the character of this team and each person on this team is definitely being challenged right now. You know, we cut on that film after the Kansas City game. You know, we're gonna see who wants it and who's playing and who loves football. You know, so. The character in this locker room is definitely being tested right now, but this is where you build championship teams. You know, and we cut on our film and we got guys who's doing the right thing and still hustling 100%. Like we, you know, like we control our own destiny, and those are the guys we're gonna win with. So we'll see.
Offensively, you guys have gotten a lot better in recent weeks, and ironically, it's happened during the time of the running back situation. Are you surprised you guys have gotten so much better production at a time like this when injuries are hitting and things like that?
Nah, that's just showing the depth of our team and showing what we're capable of doing. You know, we're a young team. We're definitely a young offense, and you know, with that, you know, time, you know, and it definitely helps. You know, in that, the maturity level and that experience. So the more we're out there and the more we get to play in jail together, the better we're going to do. So. Every week it gets funner and funner, and I just feel sorry for the defense that we go against, you know, in the future.
Do you feel like when you guys do get a running back situation settled, you guys are going to be even more explosive?
No, we're fine. We our running back situation is fine. It's just, you know, it's football. It's injuries. You know, I mean, I'm banged up. I'm hurting right now, but that's something you have to play through, and that's part of the sport, and that's part of the game. It's a violent game, and, you know, unfortunately for those guys, they take a pound in every play. You know, they don't even have to carry the ball. They're taking a pound in. You know, but, you know, it's tough.
2 pretty hungry teams. Sunday, Brandon, you guys, you're unhappy. They're even more unhappy. They've lost 5 in
a row. Yeah, it's a game that we both need to have. And, you know, it's going to be fun. You know, it's one of those games where it's just going to be a lot of competition out there and a lot of guys flying around on the field.
Cloud's been lifted over this locker room with the good news for Travis?
Definitely. We're happy for him and his family and the organization. It's a good day for us, you know, because, you know, even though we're having a down year right now and we still got 4 games to build on, but, you know, as far as longevity, it's good to have that good news.
Can you imagine what it would be like to play with that kind of pressure, feeling any day you could hear you're suspended for a year?
You know, we all have our own pressures. That's something serious, but, you know, that's life, man. Whether you're a football player or attorney or whatever you're doing, you got something that you're going through, a little adversity, and, you know, you just got to learn how to take it all in. That's where the strong people come in.